Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. But with all that we've been through, after all this time, I'm
coming home. I reach towards the sky. Okay. You know what I'm sick and tired of doing? And I feel like, I feel like I've done it for a damn week and a half at this point. I'm tired of opening this show pissed off, high blood pressure, aggravated, and just mad at the world. I know what you're expecting. You're expecting answers. You're expecting interpretation. You're expecting good news. No. Sorry, I don't have it. Like I got nothing. None of this makes any sense. Like, I'm sorry, it doesn't. My equation could not be more imbalanced at this point. I mean, can't. It just can't. Welcome to the hot seat. I am your host, Hot Seat Todd, and I will bring my beautiful brown-headed, blue-eyed wife, Kendra, on in a minute. It is Wifey Wednesday, and I do so love her opinion on these things, simply because she doesn't look at this stuff every day. So you get like a very raw emotional response. And for her, typically, I mean, her first response is typically the right one in this instance. And I will tell you, when I walked into the house after Dear America Day, she was like, I agree. So listen, let's get some business out of the way really, really quick. If you haven't hit that like button already, just do me a favor, go down there for a second, somewhere underneath me, just hit the like button, hit the repost button. If you are a part of this show, go ahead and hit the follow button as well. All the things that you need are there in the description down there at the bottom. The link to our Mafia Discord is down there. That's where we like to hang out after the show and on the weekends, sharing embarrassing photos of me apparently in the bed asleep. Apparently we do that now. Me and Punisher like to go back and forth on there as well. But don't forget about the audio. If you haven't followed the audio stream yet, I really, really would appreciate if you did, whether it's Spotify, Apple, Amazon, whatever it is. If you're having trouble finding it, and I've been asked that question, Todd, I'm having trouble finding it, just search Todd Spears, T-O-D-D-S-P-E-A-R-S. It'll take you right to it. Click the follow button on the audio stream and give us a rating, because believe it or not, that kind of stuff helps. But without further ado, the lady that you guys came to see, hello, lovely.
Hey, honey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I really appreciate the days where you show up like 5 minutes before the show starts and we have to like get her whole side ready in like 5 minutes. It's so great. It doesn't stress me out at all.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Well, some of us have a real day job. I just left a listing appointment.
I did have a real day job. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I mean, I can stop coming on.
No, they
kill me. If that's what you would prefer.
They would kill me.
They don't care. They don't care.
They would kill me.
Whatever.
If you quit showing up. And I don't know what we're going to do.
About many more of them, and I am going to start quit showing up.
Like, we're going to have to set something up for like August and September.
Are you telling your secrets now?
So I do have an announcement, and it is going to be difficult. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's going to be very hard.
It's probably going to be not able to be done.
There are so, what?
It's probably not going to be able to be done.
To be done?
Yeah, go ahead. Never mind.
Was it not? No, it will be done. Just.
Talk.
There are so many changes coming down the pipeline for Dear America. And don't ask, I can't tell you. But there are so many changes coming down the pipeline of Dear America that it is forced our hand. I have to go to South Carolina sooner than we anticipated. So it's already been reserved. It's a pretty much set done deal. I will be moving to South Carolina in our apartment on August the 1st. And so literally on Wednesdays, I will be in the Dear America studio and Kendra will probably be sitting in my spot right here. We'll figure that out. I mean, it's not that hard to set up. So okay. We'll literally be doing Wifey Wednesdays like separate, and that's going to suck. So I need the real estate agent to sell this house, y'all. Sell this thing. If anybody needs a nice house in Columbus, Mississippi,
it's beautiful.
Give us a call. Let us know.
Full disclosure, it's not listed yet. And I've made the executive decision that I think I'm going to list it when Toddy leaves because it's going to be a lot easier to keep clean. Because he's here all day, every day, he kind of leaves a trail of things.
Are you telling people that I'm messy? Is that what you're doing?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, I can confirm. I am an 8-year-old tornado. Oh, like, yeah. You can literally look at my side of the bed and my nightstand. As of right now, there's a bowl of grapes. There's 3 empty bottles. Candy wrappers,
some cans,
a bag of sunflower seeds,
some cans, Pepsi cans.
No, those are gone. There might be one.
Yeah, I was gonna say there might be. Got them today.
It's bad. It's bad.
And I'll just have to make like half the bed up every day, so less dishes. I'm not gonna be cooking big meals every day like I do now. So I think it's a win-win, and it takes the pressure.
I am a mess. I am, y'all. I am a messy dude. Like I really am.
But if anybody wants to buy it before then,
you even imagine what that apartment's gonna look like when you move in it. And I've been in there for like a month or two.
I can't imagine. It's gonna be spotless. That's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, because I'm gonna hire a cleaning lady.
Do your thing. I don't care who cleans it.
Look, it is what it is. Okay. And yeah. Anyway, we got some stuff to dive into. But before we get started, an email was sent to me. And I really don't know how to answer this email. This is a wifey type email. And so I'm going to read you the email and just let you respond however you want to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Good afternoon, Todd and Kendra. I was going to send this last night, but I forgot. I need help with something. It says you can use my name, but I'm not going to. I'm not because of the email.
What's the first little part of the user?
R.
Okay. Because somebody was asking, and I said, well, he said there was an email, so maybe it's yours.
Yeah. Anyway. My husband works at a meat processing place in town that we live in and works from 5 p.m. to 1:30 in the morning. He comes home from lunch. And he will drink some sort of alcohol while he's home. He is the cleanup guy, so he works with machines and very sharp blades. I know I should tell his bosses, but I don't know how he will react. He has come close to hitting me in the past, and he has mental health issues. There are other major issues going on that I'm being told to just let go. My mom always tells me that I am the problem. Please give your advice. First off, if you're married, and this is just my thing, if you are a lady in the chat or a lady listening on audio or a lady just coming in and you are dating or married or whatever, engaged or living with a man that is almost or has...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hit you. You're not married to or dating a man. You're dating a child, you're dating a boy, because real men do not hit women, period. There's no excuse for it. There's no reason for it. There's no good reason that any man can give me to hit a woman unless the woman has a gun up against your forehead and one in the chamber, and the only way to get from living, and even that is suspect. But yeah. So, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
you're not a woman punisher. Of course I hit you.
I was going to say, first and foremost, your safety is paramount. Mm-hmm. So, I need you to do whatever you need to do to get yourself safe. The other thing I have learned is that you cannot, I'm a fixer by nature. I just am, to an unhealthy point. And what I have learned through my own therapy is that I cannot fix other people's problems, nor is it my job to fix other people's problems. You cannot help someone who doesn't want help. You cannot force someone to get help or change. And so I want to give you a little bit of freedom there. Now, as far as advice on what you should do, I can't answer that. No one can. Only you can make that decision and answer that for yourself. And that's not me trying to pass the buck. It's just me trying to be, you know, nobody else knows all of the intricacies of your situation. And so that's a decision that you're going to have to make. Would I stay in a potentially physically violent situation? No, I'm not telling you to run out and get a divorce, but I am telling you to keep yourself safe and to
shoot that mother.
No. But like, confide in some people to help you get to a safe place. He's not too far gone necessarily, you know? I mean, maybe through therapy and AA and all the things that he can get help. I will say I don't think running to his boss and tattletaling is going to fix the problem. And whether or not you should or shouldn't.
That is for sure going to get your ass whooped. Yeah, I'm just being real. Like, you tell dude's boss and dude gets fired and he finds out it was you, that's for sure going to get your ass beat right there.
But also, like, if he's working around people and he's putting other people in danger, that might need to be brought up. So, again, not giving advice, can't really say what to do one way or the other, but you need to think about all those things. And
yeah. And let me just give you and everybody else listening a word of advice. People, and she said it herself, she's a fixer. Right? She's a fixer. People do not change until the pain of change outweighs the pain of the same. Until it physically hurts someone less to change than to do what they're doing, they're not going to change. Okay? So you can want all you want for somebody to be different, to quit this, to quit that, or whatever. But unless they want to, it's not going to happen, sister girl. So I'm going to tell you now, if he's already come close to hitting you, you tell his boss, then he's going to. You prepare yourself for that. So
I think you need to remove yourself from the situation.
Why are you so blurry?
I don't know.
There you go. Go somewhere else. Call. Say, hey, you know, Mr. General Manager, Mr. Boss Man, you might want to give him a breathalyzer when he gets back to work. And you can ask the manager or the boss, hey, this is going on. And I would, hey, this is going on. He's got mental health issues. He can be abusive. Tell him everything. And so if you tell him, I called you, I'm going to get my ass beat. And maybe he can say, hey, somebody, the janitor smelled your breath, or, you know, Lucy at Human Resources.
Maybe they could just do random breathalyzers for everybody on that shift.
I'm just telling you, your safety should be your number one concern.
And the thing about what Todd was saying, you know, the pain of change, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it takes losing everything for someone to want to change or need to change. And, you know, maybe losing this job and potentially losing his wife is what's going to take to open his eyes to get him through to the other side.
Yeah. And as far as your mom is concerned, Listen, unless your mom lives in the house with you,
or
tell
pays
her
your
to
bills.
Suck old buck.
Or pays your bills.
Because, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, no. Okay, Kendra. I have a video just for you. So apparently there is this new trend women are doing with their boobies. I haven't seen you do it yet, so I'm patiently waiting.
Okay. You keep waiting.
All right, but here it is. Tell me if this is normal or not normal.
Have you seen the girls drawing on their shirts with the Sharpies to see if the oak bras actually gave them a lift? Well, we are about to try that too, and this marker just freaking didn't do the job, did it? Yeah, screw that marker. Going back to a Sharpie. Okay. Outline these baddies. Okay, now you see where the thin line is? We're gonna put on the new oak bra that I just got in.
Cool.
The what?
Still has the tags on and everything. This is the deep V. This is perfect for like this type of shirt. So we're gonna test it out. Hold on, just one sec.
Cool.
But first, I'm gonna try it out with my old rusty dusty bra. Let's check that out first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got her back on.
So we were braless before?
So no, she had a bra on.
Nice shape. Okay, but what is that? What's that? That's not cleavage. We don't like that, right? Hold on, let's put on the OEAK. And I don't know if it's oak, OEAK. I'm not 100% sure, but I know that these are seamless and wireless, and they feel oh so good on. Let's see what it looks like under this shirt. This is one of those super unforgiving shirts that show everything.
But look at what the bra did. It lifted those boobies up like 4 inches.
Just the cleavage alone. I'm not even talking about that. Wow. That's where they... Yeah, I wouldn't even go in there talking about that. Y'all, look at that. They are sitting nice. Now tell me, do you know any other wireless and seamless push-up bra that can do that? Look at them. That's nice. Check it out. I'm going to have it linked down below. These are less than $20. And
all right. So is that normal? Do y'all do shit like that? Like draw on your shirt
no,
to see if
I'm not ruining a shirt to see if my boobs are higher.
And another point. Okay. I mean, you got makeup. You got bras that turn your, like, you know, the balloons that clowns use that, you know, when they're deflated. You got bras that make those things look like an 18-year-old's. You got heels that make your calves look bigger. And I'm going to tell you right now, that shit y'all wear around your waist, what are they called? What's it called? That shrinks everything
a
in?
A corset?
And you put, huh?
A corset?
No, hell no. There's a little word for it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Anyway, I
girdle?
Don't know what
it, a girdle?
No, there's a word for it. It starts with an S.
I have no
idea. Like a spandex material.
Spanx?
Spanx. Spanx should
That's
be outlawed.
That's a name brand.
That's bullshit.
It's a name
Spanx
brand.
Is bullshit. Spanx is a crock of shit. All right. And you've got Facebook and Instagram
what
filters.
What are we talking about?
You know,
today?
Girls posting photos of themselves on Facebook and they look great. Then you meet them in public and they look like Gargamel off the Smurfs. What do men have?
What is going on?
What do men have? We have nothing. 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 We have nothing. It's false advertising. That should be a crime. It should be a crime. Like, if you listen, and I will attest this, that woman over there without makeup, with makeup, is gorgeous. And I'm not saying that because I'm her husband. I'm dead serious. Don't matter. She don't need all the shit she's got on her face and lips right now. She doesn't need it. She doesn't. But whatever makes boo-boo feel better, boo-boo do. But it should be a crime for you single guys out there to go to a bar, all right, and you meet little hottie and, you know, you date or what you go over or go to their house or apartment or whatever, and then you wake up in the morning and it's a totally different human being. Okay. Cause you got like used car parts all over the bedroom and shit. No, you should be able to call a hotline somewhere and they should be able to snatch that person up and take them away. Like, I'm sorry. That should be illegal.
Oh my Lord. What are we even doing today?
Yeah, show? Whatever.
What are we even doing on today's show? It is 3:19.
And the men agree with me. I don't care. The men agree with me.
I mean, I'm not in disagreement. I don't use all that extra stuff. You have a drone on my shirt.
Yeah, I'm just saying. No, you see nuts and bolts and all kind of shit all over the place. No, no, I don't think so. I showed you last week the cognitive decline of Joe Biden, where his doctor went before Congress and pleaded the fifth like 14 times about, you know, Biden's mental health during his presidency. Well, it turns out that Jill Biden's aide also went to Congress and pleaded the fifth in a closed door investigation into claims regarding President Biden's cognitive decline and fitness, the alleged misuse of the presidential auto pen. Jill Biden's aide pleaded the fifth. Now,
I bet she did.
So can I just ask a question to the group here and to you, Boo Boo? Pleading the fifth is guilty.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I
pretty
mean, that's guilty.
Declaring, you know, your guilt. Yeah.
Do you agree?
In my opinion, it is to me.
Like, I can give
because
the
here's the thing.
This
why
month.
Else? Why else would you?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you trying to cover up, protect? That's immediately where my mind goes. But, you know.
I'm just saying, like, I understand the doctor because, you know, doctor-patient confidentiality to an extent. But just some Peckerwood aide going and pleading the fifth? Nah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Even the doctor, at the time they did the exam, correct me if I'm wrong here, he was the president of the United States, right?
Yeah.
Is that not supposed to be public knowledge?
Well, when he was president, he got a clean bill of health
right.
from the doctor.
I know, but what I'm saying
and
is...
See, that's why the dude pleaded the fifth, because...
Because he was lying?
Yeah, he's lying his ass off. Ain't no doubt about it.
Okay, yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it. All right, the Weather Channel. I don't watch the Weather Channel. Ever? I don't.
I don't even know how to watch it anymore.
I know it's a channel. I don't watch it. But I trust y'all can Google this dude. He's probably one of the best weathermen in the world, in the country. Our guy, Matt LeBlanc. Matt is amazing. I watch him all the time. He's amazing. He was actually on Jimmy Kimmel's show. He was great. He's our little bitty hometown weatherman. But the Weather Channel went on CNN to talk about climate change. And it really didn't go the way CNN thought it was going to go. Like, it was amazing to me. But I'll let y'all watch it. This is great. I wish Bill Nye was on this with this guy. So check this out.
It's nice to be on CNN. Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change. And I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenny's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
Now. Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now.
Preaching.
There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney. And yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform. And I regret it's become political instead of scientific. But the science is on my side.
Mm. I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here.
This is what kills me. This jackass from CNN, who probably has a degree in like business, is arguing with a scientist that founded the freaking Weather Channel. That's how stupid they are.
He said, I didn't co-found it.
He said, I didn't co-found it. I founded that shit. All right. And I am a scientist. And it's baloney. Well, we're not going to come to a consensus. I'm sorry. I should have played the rest of it. And y'all, listen to me. Listen, when I'm older, which I'm old now, I'm 42, but when I'm like
you're
in my 50s,
just like that.
Holy oh my God.
Yeah.
When I'm in my 50s, I'd have been like, hey, Sonny, yeah, you're right. We ain't going to agree on this. We're not going to come to a consensus on this because you have a degree in business and I have a degree in something you're arguing with me about, moron.
Yeah,
I love it. So, I mean, what do you think? Climate change, hoax, or truth?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Well, I mean, except for cloud seeding. I mean,
now,
what is that about?
You weren't here, okay? But you heard what my opinion, the guy who came on, the mullet, the majestic, beautiful mullet that man has. Oh, my God. He quoted Genesis. And Johnny Marine, I love you, bro. I love you. But God did give us dominion over the earth, not just the animals, but the earth. I actually called like three pastors that I know personally that are mentors of mine, and they all said the same thing. You can't argue with it. I mean, whether you like what he said or not, you can't argue with what he said. And so what's your take on it?
I mean, I just don't like it. I understand what you guys are saying and what the Bible says. I just don't like it because there was a loss of innocent life, obviously, as a result of some of that. And so in children, you know, like that's where it kind of bothers me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that what he said is right or wrong. I'm just saying I don't like it. I understand the thought behind it, okay, especially in Dubai when they did that and they flooded the airport.
Yeah,
but I mean, I get it. They're the desert. They're trying to get more rains, whatever. But also, I mean, God created the desert, you know.
I mean,
so listen, it's like I almost feel like, and you and I talked about this. It's not. I don't consider it playing God necessarily. But I do consider it messing with his design in a way. It's just, opened up something.
Okay.
Here we go.
I just had an apostrophe.
Okay.
Okay. Just had an apostrophe.
An apostrophe.
If you're saying that he's playing God.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm not saying you are. Right. I'm saying if you're in the chat and you're saying the dude is playing God, what's the difference in modern medicine
yeah,
preventing death?
No, I get that. Well,
then let me be clear. I'm against cloud seeding. I don't think, listen, God intended it to be hot. God intended that place to be a damn desert. Okay. All right. For whatever reason, it's not my job to question. All right. I don't agree with cloud seeding, but I can't disagree with it. And for those of you who just made fun of my apostrophe, if anybody can name the movie that I just quoted, you get bonus points. I know it's Epiphany. I was quoting a movie, but go ahead.
I can't.
There you go, Corinth. Very good. Yes, it's from the movie Hook. I love that movie. Oh. It's great. I'm a big kid. I love it.
I mean, there could be so many arguments made one way or the other. For cloud seeding, for modern medicine, for lots of things. But I don't know. I just don't like it because it kind of got out of control in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, we have said ourselves, we've already gotten over a foot more of rain. And I don't know what the latest is. This was more than a month ago that we had gotten almost a foot. What are you doing?
I'm saying it. Rufio. Sorry.
I can only see like this much of Todd. So if y'all see me go like this, I'm trying to see what he's doing.
Wow.
He's hiding behind his screen. But I'm just saying, like, we've had so much more rain than usual. It's affected the crops.
It's so bad here.
It's affected everything. And so, I mean, it's just like a domino effect, you know? So I don't like it. I don't like it.
They're really good.
Okay, next. What?
Next. All right, so I can't help myself. This is Jasmine Crockett yet again. Yet again. And, oh, by the way, the approval rating of the Democrat Party according to some thing that I can't pronounce, has dropped to 19% from 23. And I'm telling you, this is why. Like, I'm serious. You can't make this shit up. I mean, you can't. This is great. Listen, Jasmine Crockett's talking about Iraqi Sesame Street. Only a Democrat would try to defend Iraqi Sesame Street. Only a Democrat. Watch it. This is great. You're welcome.
Goodness. When you start to talk about whether or not Sesame Street or anything else that's on NPR or PBS ends up in other places, this is so that there is not this warped thought process about the Western world or about the United States. We're talking about making sure that we don't end up allowing people to be radicalized against us because they have a terrible vision of us, because they may be in a government that actually puts out bad, terrible propaganda about us. When you start.
Okay. Translation.
I was going to say, I think I heard it wrong, which my earpiece was not working. Translation. At the very beginning.
Okay. And I want to hear, because I got a great opinion on this. Okay. Because I've been there. All right. I've been there multiple times. Her translation. There's nothing wrong with Iraqi Sesame Street, because what it is doing, it is teaching Iraqis about our culture, mm-hmm. and teaching them don't hate us, because this is what our culture is about. It's a beautiful thing.
So that they're not putting propaganda out there for them to hate us.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody seen the Iraqi Sesame Street, any episodes? Can we Google that?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I wonder if it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Okay. Yes, it is real. All right, let me go on and break it down for you, Jasmine Crockett. Big Bird and Elmo ain't breaking through the barriers of the Sunnis and the Shiites. These people have been stabbing, shooting, and blowing shit up long before America was even a country. All right, I'm pretty sure that they're going to trust in Durka 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 Muhammad before, hello, everybody, Big Bird. Okay, you moron. Like, that is, I can't even make her stupidity make sense anymore. Like, at all. They hate you, not because they have a misguided idea of what American life is all about. They hate you because their God tells them to. And that's all they need to know. That's it. Their God instructs them to strap a bomb on their chest and blow you up. And 42 virgins or however many and a crown will be waiting on them. Big Bird can't help that, Jasmine. Like, I'm sorry. Big Bird can't help that. And
I mean, it's been a minute since I watched Sesame Street, but pretty sure they weren't talking about political stuff and American culture. We were learning our ABCs and colors.
Well, we were, you know, back in our day, it was, you know, today is brought to you by the letter three, number three, ladies and gentlemen.
The letter C.
It was funny. Ha ha. Now it's, you know, P is for penis, and boys and girls can have one. Now that's what it's all about. Yeah. So anyway, and
okay. So hold up. Time out.
Yep.
If that's what they're teaching, isn't that directly against? So not only are they going to hate us. Okay.
Yeah.
Good job, Jasmine.
Welcome to the mind of Mississippi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the mind. And on NPR and PBS, Chuck Schumer said, listen, we need NPR and we need PBS, because if a tornado hits small town USA, then only PBS and NPR will be able to save them. And if you defund them, then how are they going to know tornadoes are coming? You can't make this crap up. This dude is an idiot.
And these cuts to local stations couldn't happen at a worse time, with floods and natural disasters front of mind. When a flood happens, when a tornado touches down, when a hurricane makes landfall, people need immediate up-to-date alerts to stay safe. And sometimes, all too often, public broadcasting is the only way for people to hear what's going on. It's a matter of life and death. So why is Donald Trump so hell-bent on taking away funding from local stations that can literally save lives?
This dude is a legit, like, I can't, like, he, for that state, listen, I think there should be a rule, two rules in Congress, two, okay? You, every time you speak, like, when you speak to the masses, you should have to wear a damn...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm shock caller. And when you say something that is just amazingly stupid, like somebody should shock the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you're done with the stupid statement, like Jasmine and this moron, for a whole month, you should have to wear a helmet every time you come in Congress. That should be a new rule. Like shock collar and a helmet. So everybody knows, well, he must have said something stupid last week because he's wearing a helmet in Congress. All right, because listen, we live in small town. We live in the definition of small town USA. All right, I'm from Caledonia. Me and Graham both. Caledonia, Mississippi. You ever heard of it? No. But let me tell you something. That girl over there, holy shit. Millport, Alabama, like... When Kendra's mom passed away, when Miss Karen passed away, a close friend of mine, guy I served in the Army with, Sean Hogan from North Carolina, came to surprise us at the wake, at the visitation. And he asked me, is there a hotel in Millport?
There ain't one in Caledonia either.
Well, I know, but at least we have y'all have a Dollar General too.
We do.
Yeah, we have a Dollar General.
Boy,
and
hush.
That's it.
Bye.
Like Dollar General and a Tesco. That's it.
A Tesco.
Tesco. That's what we call it.
Shut, you do not. You ain't never in your life
Texaco.
Said Tesco.
I am channeling my inner Jasmine. Leave me alone. Tesco and black folk. Tesco. Hold up. I can't. Hold up. I can't do that without.
Bye, y'all.
Hold up. I can't do that without putting this up. Hang on. Sorry. My Mississippi disclaimer. Tesco and black folk. You laughed.
Next.
All right, I'll get rid of it.
Thank you.
Okay.
You don't even know the point you was trying to make.
Hush your mouth.
You don't. You just lost. Gone. And you missed.
You might look. Epstein. According to everybody, Epstein killed himself. Let me tell you somebody who I trust. An Italian mobster. Because they going to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Mario posted this not too long ago, and I'm serious. Like I'll let you decide. Pay attention to this, watch this, and I'll let you tell me how you feel about it. But I mean, check it out.
You were in the same prison as Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
What do you think happened?
Jeffrey Epstein would have to be a magician to try to hang himself in that cell. I was in that cell. There's nothing on the ceiling. The bedpost is this high. I couldn't even go to a restroom without them walking back and forth and having me on camera. You know, there's no way he committed suicide.
So you reckon he was killed?
Yeah.
Why?
I believe that. I mean, look, there's no doubt there was powerful people involved with him, 100%. These people have a way of, you know, covering things up.
Is it true that your dad was in a relationship with Marilyn Monroe and that upset the Kennedys and they put the FBI onto him?
My dad had a tendency to embezzle.
Okay. Kendra?
Yeah?
Do you trust a former mafia mobster?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To tell the truth about the sale?
Yeah.
And, yeah. 100%.
What does he have to lose?
I was going to say, well, and not only that, he's probably not scared of getting Epstein or Clinton himself. Cause
try to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this a lot though. Do we know for a fact that that was Jeffrey Epstein's body that was at the morgue or wherever they took
it? We ain't got nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
So maybe he's not dead.
No, nothing. I'm telling you, really bad episode of bad television.
Maybe in 60 seconds, they put a bag over his head, carried him out, brought in a body that was already dead.
Seen that.
I mean, we've all seen that movie.
Hey, you don't know. Epstein could be chilling with Elvis, Tupac, and Biggie right now.
On the island.
You don't know. You don't know.
In the Bermuda Triangle.
You don't know. You don't know. They might be. All right, before we move on to what everybody wants to know, and that's my opinion on Trump's Truth Social today. I want to remind you guys something about one of my favorite sponsors I've ever had. Okay, we had them on the show. It's Keto Brains. Listen, guys, legit, this stuff works. I take it every single day in my little Keto Brains brass knuckles mug. Kendra witnesses. Actually, she's mixed it for me a few times.
I do.
All right, so what Keto Brains is, it's a nootropic that you can put in your coffee, you can put in tea, you can put in your protein shake, you can put it in you put it in hot water, smoothies, whatever. I've even heard of people dry scooping this stuff. All right. But it helps with the brain fog and honestly to wake you up in the morning. And so one thing I do want to tell you guys is I've never been on the keto diet. I am not that serious or dedicated. But one of our Mafia members reached out to me and they have this product and they said, Todd, this stuff is legit. I'm on the keto diet and I drank it for like 3 or 4 days. And then I took some test and it literally said my body was going into ketosis.
With the Keto Brains?
Because of the Keto Brains. So it legitimately works. But if you order right now, if you go to the website's in the description, okay, if you go to ketobrains.com and you do an order that is $100 or more, they're going to send you 2 free gifts. They're going to send you this really cool brass knuckles keto mug that I love. So this mug is awesome, y'all. I mean, it really is.
It's
this
his
mug
favorite.
Is so cool. And they're going to send you a USB rechargeable electric stirrer. Not a frother.
I didn't say a word.
A stirrer. She calls it a frother. I don't do it. Apparently, a frother makes like a head on stuff, like foamy.
It does.
I don't do that. Like, it don't for me because I put it at the bottom.
Well, I don't if you like did it long enough,
a
it would.
Head on stuff.
If you did it like long it. Enough, it would.
I don't like it. It's not a frother, Johnny Marine. It's an electric stirrer. I'll make a t-shirt with a picture of one.
Okay.
But you can use that electric stirrer to do your pre-workouts, your protein shakes, I wouldn't recommend smoothies, but anything for that matter. So 2 free gifts. Go to ketobrains.com right now. Do not forget to use code HOTSEAT in the checkout. That is the easiest, best, most effective way to support me and Kendra to continue to do this is to support the people that support us. And these folks are freaking awesome. There you go. Free. I love it. It's called a fancy spinny spoon thingy. I like that. That actually might work better.
Somebody in the chat, teacher, I think, said they just ordered Keto Brains and used your hot seat code. So thank you for that order.
Thank you very much. Very, very much. So yeah, ketobrains.com. Use code hot seat and do the thing. Do the thing. Okay. So let's get into the truth of the day. President Trump. And we got to talk about it a little bit. I'm really interested. I'm really, really excited to be on Dear America in the morning because I really want to hear Graham's opinion on this. Like, I really do. I know how I feel about it. I'm going to read the truth, okay, that President Trump posted. And it goes as this. The radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. Just like with the fake and fully discredited Steele dossier, the Lion 51 intelligence agents, a laptop from hell, which Dems swore had come from Russia, but it came from Hunter's bathroom, and even Russia scam itself. A totally fake and made-up story in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in the presidential election. These scams and hoaxes are all the Democrats good at. It's all they have. They're no good at governing, no good at policy, and no good at picking winning candidates, unlike Republicans. They stick together like glue. That I do agree with. I've been saying that forever. Their new scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my past supporters have bought into this bullshit, hook, line, and sinker. And they haven't learned their lesson and probably never will. Even after being conned by a lunatic left for 8 years, I have more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history. And all these people want to talk about with strong prodding by the fake news and the success-starved Dems is Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about talking of our incredible and unprecedented success, because I don't want their support anymore. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. Okay. Everything was cool, except for I don't want their support anymore. And I don't give a shit what anybody says. That is black and white and reads as if you don't agree with me, President Trump, that this is a hoax, I don't want your support. If you voted for me and you supported me and you voted for like me 3 times, I'm sorry, y'all. No, I'm not. I say I'm sorry way too damn much.
Yeah, you do.
That was the equivalent of President Trump looking at me and say, listen, bro, I know you voted for me 3 times. But if you don't believe that I'm telling you this is a made-up hoax, I don't want your support anymore. To which I say, let me be clear. Crystal clear. I'm not saying I don't support President Trump, because he's done an amazing job with, listen, I will go on record in saying I do believe with all my heart that President Trump has a love of this country that most of us can't fathom. There's only one other person that has more love of this country, and that is the men and women in our military that paid the ultimate sacrifice by giving up their life for this country. But President Trump went through investigation after investigation, court battle after court battle. He took a bullet to the ear, and he still kept coming. And for that, sir, thank you. And I appreciate that. And you have my utmost respect. But on this, you are dead ass wrong. And let me tell you why, sir. Because you're telling us to just trust you. You implicated Biden, Obama, and Hillary in this made this up. That's a pretty big accusation. I'm not saying they're not capable, because they are. But where's the evidence that they made this shit up? And you're telling me, a supporter of this country, to just trust your word? To just trust your word. I'm Mr. President, I'm sorry. I can't do that. As an American, because MAGA stands for Make America Great Again. The word Trump is not in that anywhere. It's not. MAGA is not a person. MAGA is a country. And you're telling me to just trust your word. Okay, well, I'm sorry. The history of me and my generation tells me not to. Let's say weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The Patriot Act was best for Americans. COVID origins. Mass mandates. Vaccines. Social distancing. No. I've told all of you in the mafia and anybody that will listen, it is your responsibility as an American to question leadership. And leaders should understand this. It is your responsibility. As a matter of fact, I believe wholeheartedly that it is a calling to question your leadership, because everybody in the chat that's a vet or still in understands this. Trust, but verify. You don't get trust without verification. I'm sorry. I don't trust the government. I don't give a damn who is at who's the head of the snake. I don't care. I don't. Is Tony in the chat?
He is. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Booba. I miss your face, dude. I really do. I mean, do you, Kendra?
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say trust, but verify. Do not ever blindly trust anyone, period.
No, I can't do it. Like, I'm sorry. I can't. We have been lied to as a nation, as a country. We have been lied to over and over and over. The American government has made a living by pissing on the American people and telling them it's raining. They've made a living off of it. And now all of a sudden we're supposed to just trust. No. But I will say this. The ones that are out there right now, that are going, you know what? I do trust President Trump. Maybe it is just a hoax. You might be in a cult. And I'm serious. Like, I'm, that's why I tell you guys all the time, I know. Even the guy that stands on a pulpit on Sunday, ask Kendra, I will perk up if a pastor says something that I don't think is right. I'll be like, hey, let me see your Bible.
Yeah.
No.
Grabs my Bible, starts
flipping. Because man can be wrong. 100% man can be wrong. So, until I see something proving to me that this was orchestrated and developed and created and it's all a bunch of BS. And even then.
Well, the problem with that is now, I mean, any document can be created.
Yeah.
Any document can be doctored. I'm damn good at
Photoshop.
So at this point, I don't even trust what we can see.
Good point.
I mean, it's a travesty, children and women, and probably little boys too, y'all. I mean, some people, like, who says it's all females? Children, whether male or female, and women and, you know, young adults are being trafficked, raped, abused. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. We've got to get to the bottom of this, where it is, who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. We got to get to the bottom of it, and it's got to stop. This is a multiple billion dollar industry. You know, Pam was talking about all the child porn. I'm sure there was thousands of videos of child porn. He was probably selling it and, you know, probably recording not just for blackmail, but also to sell as another way of making money. I don't trust anything at this point. Mm-mm. And, you know, I pray that he continues to do what's best for our country, the right thing, no matter what that means. I hope that there is, you know, some secret mission going on behind the scenes that he doesn't want to draw attention to. I don't really know, other than disappointment, I don't really know how to describe my reaction for what was put out today.
Yeah, it I will say it. It is utter disappointment. I text Chad after Dear America and I said, bro, I'm sick to my MFing stomach, man. I'm sick to my stomach.
What was his response? Because I didn't get to watch the show today. I was at that listing appointment.
He said, what a effing day. That was Chad's response. And so
hang on real quick.
Go ahead.
Also, I'm kind of like, I part of me wants to wait and see y'all. And I know everybody's like, he said this, you can't chop that another way. And I get it. But I also am just kind of like, how many times, and you even talked about this morning, I think, how many times have you been knee jerk? And I'm not saying what he said is not wrong. It's there. No matter which way you slice it, like you can't. There's no way to misinterpret that, in my opinion.
No, hell no.
But
I don't need their. I don't want their support. No,
but
you can't.
No, I get it. But is he talking about? It's not clear to me really on who exactly he's talking about, because he said so much. So it's like you got to dissect a lot of it. And he word vomits a lot of the times when he's knee-jerking.
And that's what I was going to ask.
So okay?
That's what I was going to ask the question. Because you remember last week, and matter of fact, it was right here on Wifey Wednesday, I said, I asked y'all and I asked you. I said, at some point, do we need to just start looking at him as just another politician?
Yeah. I said, and I stand by what I said, and I'll say again for those of you who may not have been here last week, that I think I don't know how you survive in Washington, D.C. without being some type of politician to some degree.
Yeah.
Day in and day
out. Yeah. Do you know what that truth was? And I'm sorry. My bad. I got to stop saying that. I'm not sorry because I do believe this. Do you know what that truth really let me know?
What truth?
That the truth the post that he posted. That he did. Mm-hmm. Okay, what he posted let me further know that this is a man that grew up in wealth, like that was born to it, that has never been told no, okay, and that is very privileged. That's just what it is.
But we already knew all that.
I that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm telling y'all, folks need to take his damn phone away from him, okay? Because once it goes out there into the recesses of the internet, it's forever.
Yeah.
It's forever. And he's very knee-jerk, and he gets butthurt easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, he's never wrong.
Yeah.
And he's a wealthy dude that's never been, nobody's ever punked him.
Yeah. I said in the chat this morning, you know, it's an ego problem going on. And the only thing I will say is that pride cometh before the fall.
Yeah. And you better be careful.
Step lightly.
The Lord don't play.
No.
All right. But, and so Graham posted this on X, and this was his response so far. I'll make it simple. I don't agree. And he at POTUS with this language towards his supporters for simply wanting those who harm children brought to justice. Maybe he's right. Maybe it is. And it's a hoax. Who knows at this point? But it's changed 4 times in a week. I fully support the president, but this response from the DOJ, the FBI, and the White House has been awful. And look, 3% of Americans, 3% are satisfied with the handling of the Epstein files.
Wow. 3%.
President Trump says Biden's use of the auto pen is a bigger scandal than Epstein. No, the fudge. It ain't. All right. And I would tell him that to his damn face. No, it's not. Because that auto pen didn't touch a child.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry. But that is the worst thing you can do as an adult. Is to rape and steal
as
the innocence of a child. Damn the auto pen. In that category, false.
Well, I guess, and I was just about to ask you, have you looked and checked to see if he's like posted anything else then?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I'm at. If there should have been a follow up, hey, listen, calm down, everybody.
This is who I was talking to. But it wasn't what you think it was. All right, so here you go. Listen to this. Okay.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. The Democrats are good for nothing other than these hoaxes. They're bad for policy. They're bad for picking candidates that can get elected.
And see, that's, you know, baby, that's my problem. Hmm. They said, how do you know?
Right.
Did the DOJ tell you?
And
did the FBI
said,
tell you? No, I just know.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Here's where I'm at about it being a hoax. If the Democrats started it and if it was a hoax, why didn't they try to use it to against him during the election?
That's what I'm telling you. None of it may. I, like, dude.
Is it a hoax now because Elon called you out about it?
I don't know. Let me make sure this ain't the. I mean, again.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this.
Okay, same one. All right, but hang on. This is the scary part because the people I hate the most are making sense. This jackass right here. The Epstein files must be so bad that Trump, that he'd rather attack his own base and insult them than release the documents. Every time he speaks on it, more questions get raised. I hate this asshole.
He's not wrong.
But you can't disagree with this jackass's statement. And this demon, if Obama, Clinton, Comey, and Biden created the fake list to keep Trump from being elected, why didn't they use it to keep him from being elected?
That's all I'm asking.
When Harry Sisson and the demon from New Jersey start making sense.
Okay, I'm going to take it a step further. If it's a hoax, are you letting Ms. Maxwell out of prison today?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are her charges?
Mm-hmm. Trust me. But we're out of time. I do want to end on the best news that I can possibly give you. Okay, John Solomon did an interview with President Trump, and apparently he's agreed to hire a special prosecutor to go over this. Okay, so just listen.
You did inform him that they're thinking about appointing a special counsel on this to take over this entire investigation.
Yeah, and he said, I think it's a good approach. Let's just do it. Let's get the trust of the American people. Let's get accountability, and then let's focus on the things that matter.
So he is he's on board with the situation of getting a special prosecutor and having the Epstein situation put into that, so that can be formally looked
at. Anything legitimate that should be looked
at, and really in a criminal context.
And he volunteered it, by the way, Steve. You know, I ask about the special, but he immediately volunteers and then I follow up on it. But he immediately brings up Epstein. Like, just throw that in. Let's get it all answered. I got nothing to hide. I want truth and I want prosecutions. And I just want the justice system to take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Okay, so maybe there's light at the tunnel. Maybe.
Who was he talking about?
Trump.
That's
he's going to bring in a special investigator to look at all this. I mean, he's already said that he told Bondi to release the files that she deems, or that the Department of Justice deem as credible. But like, what's the standard for that? You know, that would be my question. It's like, how do you determine what's credible and what's not?
You can't.
You know,
let's just,
I mean,
be
it's
honest.
Just it's a horrible world we live in right now. I don't foresee this is not going away, people. I mean, it's not. It's not going away.
I mean, here's the scary thing to me. Y'all, we've seen what AI can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like, so we'll never know the truth, no matter what, no matter who investigates, testifies, all the things. Like, it's done. We're never going to know the truth.
Well, I said that a long time ago. I said it a long time ago.
I mean, I don't know what the answer is and where you go from here, but it's just very disappointing.
Well, let's get to the hot takes. From the Marine, Johnny, the devil can quote the Bible too. They're playing God and messing with forces they don't understand. We do decades of research for modern medicine most of the time.
Except
again,
for COVID.
I mean, I agree. I don't disagree with you. I mean, except for the COVID vaccine. We did a couple days of that. But I agree. Iraqi Sesame Street featuring Behead Me Elmo and Allah Allah Akbar Big Bird. That was a good one. From the Trent, Kendra is now contemplating buying Todd a helmet.
He has one.
I have a helmet, actually. So, I ain't like that. Trent, Trump's comments sure remind me a lot of a guilty narcissistic backed into a corner. I pray I'm wrong, but he just keeps getting worse. That's all I'm saying. That's just all I'm saying. Alicia, I truly appreciate this committee asking for prayer. Unfortunately, found out I was pregnant right when Will became active and miscarried. Damn.
Aww.
Will does not know I've been through all the emotions. I'm really sorry. I'm really
prayers
sorry.
Prayers for you, Alicia.
That's terrible. Prayers for you, sweetie. That's terrible. Johnny Marine, after he, Don Jr., Bondi, Patel, and Bongino all talked about it during his campaign, after he started talking about Epstein in 2015 and helped him put him in jail, he expects us to drop it? Hell no. I'm with you, dude. I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not. Justine, I'm so tired of politicians thinking that we need to protect us from information. We do not trust any of them. We need to see it for ourselves, and then we'll make up our own minds. Exactly.
Never going to happen.
Mamoose, I'm concerned about the statute of limitations because the victim's justice is time delayed because of the deep state interference. Good
there
point.
There shouldn't be any statute of limitations on sexual crimes.
Johnny Marine, he's handling his detractors' ammo and is taking ours away. I want to defend him, but he's making indefensible plays. He's like a quarterback who constantly leaves a pocket against the number one rushing defense. And I agree. Like, I can't defend this. Like, I can't, y'all. I can't defend anything he has said about this in the last 2 weeks. I can't. There's no defending it. And we just have to sit here as influencers and just take the punishment from the jackass Harry Sissons and JoJo Demon from Jersey. I mean, it's just Bohica. We just have to sit here and take it. So, I mean, it is what it is. But look, it's 4:06. Free Castle is gearing up in the Take Up Your Crawl show. Y'all go check them out. Brent Ritberg, one of my buddies, just because I love y'all. Love you too, Brent. Super good dude there. As the rest of you are, got to meet him at a Chick-fil-A. Really cool dude right there. But anywho, that's all the time we got. Listen, do not forget to check out Keto Brains. Link is down there in the description. Go get yourself the free mug and the free electric stirrer. Use code Hot Seat at checkout to get that. Spend $100 or more. Check the audio. Like, follow, share, subscribe. All those good things. And I'll see you guys tomorrow morning on Dear America. Should be pretty interesting. You know, because I know all y'all saw Graham's face this morning when I read that. Like, it wasn't good. So I'm really interested to see. I haven't really heard from him much today. So we'll see how that goes. From Ratchet, I support the Republic and the Constitution, and I support the MAGA AF agenda. I agree. Like, I support the country, period. I support it. Love the country. Sweetheart, tell everybody you love them.
Yeah. I mean, no matter what, Jesus is still on the throne. And that's the most important thing that we need to know and remember. So, you know, no matter what's going on in this crazy world, if your relationship is right with God and Jesus is your savior, then you'll be okay no matter what happens. So, having said that, don't forget that Jesus loves you and so do we. Thanks for being here.
All right, guys. And I'll see you guys first thing in the morning on Dear America. And I will see you right here, back here, same time, same place for the final episode of The Hot Seat this week. And I mean, you guys know the deal. I love you. I miss you. You know that I mean it. And I'll see you in the morning. Take care.